Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. Yes, the greatest nation on God's green earth, but not the happiest nation on God's green earth. There is a massive survey where they look at all kinds of metrics to measure to determine the happiest nations in the world. Now, the United States is in the top 20. But the other nations in the top 20, well, there's some that may surprise you. They tend to be smaller nations. Does that mean that the United States should reduce its horizons? Well, there's actually a statement by President Biden. I don't know why it's controversial, but it is. President Biden spoke to the Business Roundtable, and he said that there needs to be a new world order, and America must lead it. Okay, why is that controversial? Well, because it echoes something else. We will get to that. The very latest on the war in Ukraine, there is a Russian newspaper, that says 10,000 Russian soldiers, according to their estimate, have been killed so far in this war, which is remarkable. And that newspaper, of course, was forced to take that number down because this is supposed to be a glorious triumph for Vladimir Putin. And by the way, Donald Trump, who had originally greeted this war as an act of genius, said it was wonderful, said that Putin was very, very savvy, now says on TV, what Putin is doing is a human tragedy. To the best of my knowledge, he still hasn't used the word crime. He still hasn't used the terms crimes against humanity, which this is. But look, it's certainly progress. There's also another fight going on when you're talking about crimes against humanity. It has to do with the new justice of the Supreme Court designate. That, of course, is Ketanji Brown Jackson. She had a fairly interesting and a little bit feisty back and forth with Senator Ted Cruz. They were law students together at Harvard some years ago. We will give you some of the highlights and lowlights of that exchange. There's also a new threat to the Republican desire and the Republican aspiration to try to take over the U.S. Senate, to get that one extra Senate seat without losing any seats that would put the GOP over the top and give them control, not Kamala Harris control. And speaking of Kamala Harris, all kinds of new controversy, a brand new book by two New York Times reporters that says that there is deep, deep resentment between the Harris camp in the White House and the Biden camp in the White House. And what does that mean? That means that if Joe Biden does not run for re-election, and there are many people, including people in the Democratic Party, who believe that he will not, despite his insistence that he's in, it is not likely that she will be any kind of automatic or easy, have an easy grasp on the nomination, and nor the endorsement of President Biden. News today, the White House Press Secretary, Jen Psaki, has COVID. So she will not be traveling to Europe with the president. The Deep South is bracing for severe storms after tornadoes hit Texas. The Russian military, now according to outside estimates, has lost more than 10% of its combat force. That's either seriously wounded, killed, or taken captive, taken prisoners. Russian troops were also forced out of a Kiev suburb. And right now, the Pew survey says that about a third of adults say the U.S. is providing about the right amount of support for Ukraine, while a larger share, 42%, says it should be providing more support. How many people think that we are providing too much support for Ukraine, taking the J.D. Vance position, or the position that has been articulated by some people on cable TV? 7% believe that we are giving Ukraine too much support. By the way, if you're in that category and you think we are giving too much to Ukraine, you can call and tell me why. Tell everybody why. 1-800-955-1776 is our phone number. Here is the statement today that he seemed to have made it almost casually, the President of the United States. He, of course, is going to Europe for a key NATO meeting, that coming up in 2 days. But here is what President Biden said, that has inspired all kinds, particularly of conspiracists who are extremely upset. Listen, this is clip 7.
You know, we are at an inflection point, I believe, in the world economy. Not just the world economy, in the world. It occurs every 3 or 4 generations. As one of the top military people said to me in a secure meeting the other day, 60 million people died between 1900 and 1946. And since then, we established a liberal world order, and that hadn't happened in a long while. A lot of people dying, but nowhere near the chaos. And now is a time when things are shifting. There's going to be a new world order out there, and we've got to lead it. And we've got to unite the rest of the free world in doing it.
Okay. Now, this, of course, became a very, very sensitive matter in the administration of George Herbert Walker Bush, who spoke about a new world order back in 1990 and in 1991 while he was president. And here is a famous excerpt from one of those first President Bush speeches from 1991. Listen.
We have before us the opportunity to forge for ourselves and for future generations a new world order, a world where the rule of law, not the law of the jungle, governs the conduct of nations. When we are successful, and we will be, we have a real chance at this new world order, an order in which a credible United Nations can use its peacekeeping role to fulfill the promise and vision of the UN's founders.
Okay, what was the promise and vision of the UN's founders, who were led by Franklin Roosevelt, who had been a believer in the League of Nations before, that was part of the dream of Woodrow Wilson at the end of World War I. The dream was basically to stop things before they happen that are like the ongoing slaughter in Ukraine. And the one thing, has the UN ever stopped anything successfully? Well, they stopped the takeover of Korea. I mean, the fight that we were in 1950 to 1953, the Korean War, we were fighting under the UN flag. And yes, the United States carried the bulk of the burden, but there were other member states from the United Nations, which was much smaller then. It didn't have 100 members in it then. It was just getting started, who rose to the occasion, despite the fact that Russia was on the Security Council. This is a long story, because Gromyko, who was the Russian ambassador to the UN, I think the Russian foreign minister at the time, missed the Security Council meeting and the resolution that he would have vetoed. We will be right back with fears of a new world order and the very latest from the front of battle and more coming up on the MedVed Show.
Michael MedVed.
He has control over this world.
This is the Michael MedVed Show.
Introducing the all-new My Slippers from MyPillow. 2 years in development. Designed to wear indoor, outdoor, all day long. Made with MyPillow foam and impact gel to help prevent fatigue. And made with quality leather suede. For a limited time, you can get 50% off the new My Slippers. They're super comfortable, and you'll like them so much you'll want to get pairs of them for the entire family. Go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio listener's square and use promo code MEDVED. That's promo code MEDVED, M-E-D-V-E-D. You'll also get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, like the Giza Dream bed sheets, the mattress topper, and towel sets. Call right now 1-800-320-6280. That's 1-800-320-6280 and use promo code MEDVED. Or go to the web at MyPillow.com. The all-new My Slippers from MyPillow.
Even for Americans who've been successful in dodging the coronavirus so far, there's still a problem of pain. There are 100 million Americans who suffer from ongoing pain due to overexertion or exercise or just aging or the effects of everyday living, and Relief Factor can help. It helps exercise-related pain or general muscle aches and pains, and it certainly does for me. There are four key ingredients. Each one approaches the body's natural anti-inflammatory response function from different metabolic pathways. The 3-week quick start can show you how it works. It's just $19.95, 95 cents a day, less than a cup of coffee a day, much less for pain relief. Try Relief Factor. It has worked wonderfully for literally hundreds of thousands, and certainly for me. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, and order your own quick start. Nothing to lose but your pain, the whole world to gain.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
And on the Michael Medved Show. Coming up, we're going to be speaking to Josh Krashauer, who is National Journal's senior political columnist, who's just written a piece called How Biden Undermined His Party's Political Future. And it's quite a list and quite an indictment of some of the failures of the Biden administration to live up to his let's get back to normal, let's work together, let's cross over some of those partisan divides, just how he blew it in that regard. And considering that regard, the question about the polling that I think is just extraordinary is that if you look at this most recent poll, and it's from Pew Research, which is one of the better polling operations out there, it shows 74% of Americans either think we're giving the right amount of aid to Ukraine, or an even larger group, a plurality, it's a 42% think we should be giving more. And that's a very, very strong indication of why the administration needs to step up and, for instance, do something about helping to construct an ability to keep the skies clear above Ukraine. Now, it doesn't necessarily mean flying flights with American pilots and American planes, but it does mean providing some of the Ukrainian pilots, who are very well trained, at least in handling some of those MiGs they wanted to get from Poland, and giving them that and the kind of armaments in terms of anti-aircraft capabilities that could prevent this bombing that is so brutal and that has been horrifying the conscience of the world. Meanwhile, there is continued good news, and that's worth reporting. According to the Associated Press, Ukraine said it retook a strategically important suburb of Kyiv on today, as Russian forces squeezed other areas near the capital and pressed their attack on the embattled southern port of Mariupol. Explosions and bursts of gunfire shook Kyiv, and black smoke rose from a spot in the north. Intensified artillery fire could be heard from the northwest, where Russia has sought to encircle and capture several suburban areas of the capital. Residents sheltered at home or underground under a 35-hour curfew imposed by city authorities led by the Vasily Klitschko, the mayor. Russian forces also continued their siege of Mariupol after the southern port city's defenders refused all demands to surrender, with fleeing civilians describing relentless bombardments and corpses lying in the streets. But the Kremlin's ground offensive in other parts of the country advanced slowly or not at all, knocked back in some cases by lethal hit-and-run attacks by the Ukrainians. Early Tuesday, today, Ukrainian troops drove Russian forces out of the Kiev suburb of Makariv after a fierce battle. Ukraine's defense ministry reported on the battle. They regained territory, allowed Ukrainian forces to retake control of a key highway and to block Russian troops from surrounding Kyiv from the northwest. The one thing that is most clear here is the gross underestimation of the ability of Ukrainians to fight back against this hideous invasion. How hideous? The Russians' invasion, reports the Associated Press, has driven more than 10 million people from their homes. Almost a quarter of Ukraine's pre-war population, according to the UN. The UN has confirmed 953 civilian deaths, while saying the real toll is probably much higher. Now, how do they get this 10 million? That's people, in some cases, who have moved from places like Mariupol to Lviv, which is in the west and has less presence of Russians nearby. It's not only the 4 to 5 million who have actually fled from Ukraine to go mostly to Poland or to other nations, there are going to be tens of thousands who are coming right here to Seattle, because we have in Seattle area one of the larger Ukrainian American communities, and there appears to be great eagerness to try to help people, which is a good thing. Estimates of Russian military casualties in the grinding war have been hard to come by and vary, but even conservative figures by Western military officials are in the low thousands. Russia has not given an update since it said March 2nd that 498 soldiers had been killed in action in Ukraine. That, of course, being 19 days ago. Russia's pro-Kremlin Komsomolskaya Pravda newspaper, citing the defense ministry, briefly reported yesterday that 10,000 Russian soldiers had been killed, which would be far more, almost double the number of killed in action that we had in over 20 years in Afghanistan and Iraq combined, which is a terrible loss of life. The report was quickly removed from the newspaper, and the newspaper blamed hackers. The Kremlin refused to comment Tuesday. Facing unexpectedly stiff resistance, Russian President Vladimir Putin's forces are increasingly concentrating their air power and artillery on Ukraine's cities and the civilians living there. A senior U.S. defense official, speaking on condition of anonymity to discuss the military's assessment, said Russia had increased its air sorties, carrying out as many as 300 over a 24-hour period. That's why the key help we can give to the Ukrainians, to our allies here, and they are, is an ability to prevent all of those sorties from accomplishing their mission, which is often to blow up apartment buildings and shopping centers and art schools and hospitals and kindergartens and more. U.S. and British officials say Kyiv remains Russia's primary objective. The bulk of Moscow's forces remain miles from the center, but missiles and artillery have destroyed apartment buildings and a large shopping mall, which was left a smoking ruin after being hit Sunday by strikes that killed 8 people. And apparently they used an unusually formidable bomb. Speaking of which, there is more talk about precisely the kind of nuclear weapons and the way that those nuclear weapons would be used if, as many people increasingly fear, Putin feels cornered and desperate and turns to that nuclear option. What does that mean? It means probably a smaller size nuclear weapon, just to show that he's willing to do it and to scare people about some nuclear weapons that the Russians do have that are 3,000 times more potent than what was dropped on Hiroshima. Is that in our future? God forbid. We will get to that and more, and the latest on the Jackson Supreme Court hearings, coming up on the MedVet Show.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunny Bay, like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Judges exercise their authority to interpret the law and not make the law. President Biden's Supreme Court nominee, Judge Ketanji Brown Jackson, as she continues to appear before the Senate Judiciary Committee for her confirmation hearing. The judge continuing to take questions from Democrats and Republicans on the committee. Cleanup and damage assessments continue after severe weather hit Texas and Oklahoma. More than a dozen tornadoes touched down Monday, killing one person and injuring several others. Millions are bracing for more possible tornadoes in Texas, Louisiana, and Arkansas. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki has tested positive for COVID-19 and has mild symptoms. She will no longer travel with President Biden to Europe. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Michael Medved Show, 1-800-955-1776, our phone number. President Biden had a warning today, not what I think is of most concern, the idea that President Putin would order some kind of atomic attack, maybe not even a hydrogen bomb, but some kind of major either atomic or hydrogen bomb. And maybe even as a demonstration to scare people, what we should be getting ready for more immediately is something that could impact America very profoundly. It's just cyber.
But look, today my administration issued renewed warnings that based on evolving intelligence, Russia may be planning a cyber attack against us. As I said, the magnitude of Russia's cyber capacity is fairly consequential, and it's coming. The federal government is doing its part to get ready, but under U.S. law, as you all remember, the private sector, all of you, largely decides the protections that is you will or will not take.
Okay, and what he's urging people to do is, to, as private individuals, to take every precaution they can because the security and the prosperity of the country really depends on that. And concerning the idea that Ukraine does have some pilots who are trained, they're trained particularly to use those MiG aircraft, which Poland has actually volunteered and it's some more than 20 aircraft, so it could make a real difference in a small air force. Here is their one Ukrainian fighter pilot who decked out in his uniform, appeared on CNN, and here's what he had to say. Clip 15.
It's just my job. I was trained for this. So I was ready for this war, and I was preparing for this war as well as my colleagues. So all of us are ready to fight. Just this. It's our jets, it's our guns, even just in the field with a rifle. So our people, and including me, we are ready to fight Russians, and we are ready to defend our country, to defend our people in absolutely any ways.
And look, the morale is really amazing to see. And there have been several interviews now that have been broadcast, published, with some of the estimated 20,000 volunteers from abroad, about a fourth of them from America, who have rushed over to Ukraine to try to help. Many of them people with some military experience that could be useful. Many of them people who are utterly new to the entire idea of holding armaments and using them in battle. And they're being trained very quickly. This is that international legion that has really helped to hearten the Ukrainians. Something else that has helped them to hearten them. And it's very touching to watch because, of course, people took some photographs. There were two volunteers, both dressed in their camouflage uniforms, but taking off their camouflage, their helmets, one of them putting on a veil. Two soldiers, one male, one female, kind of the normal way it happens, who got married on Sunday. And that they had balalaika, which is a traditional Ukrainian and Russian instrument that they were strumming and singing and celebrating as much as you can in the field. And then getting back to the potentially deadly business of protecting their country. Speaking of deadly business, a headline, front page of the New York Times. In destructive power, the behemoths of the Cold War dwarfed the American atomic bomb that destroyed Hiroshima. Washington's biggest test blast was 1,000 times as large. Moscow's biggest blast was 3,000 times bigger and potentially deadlier than Hiroshima. On both sides, the idea was to deter strikes with threats of vast retaliation, with a mutually assured destruction, or MAD. The psychological bar was so high that nuclear strikes came to be seen as unthinkable. Well, not to Vladimir Putin and his Russian cohorts, which is extremely sobering. This piece reports that analysts note that Russian troops have long practiced the transition from conventional to nuclear war, especially as a way to gain the upper hand after battlefield losses. And the military, they add, wielding the world's largest nuclear arsenal, has explored a variety of escalatory options that Mr. Putin might choose from. The chances are low but rising, said Ulrich Kern, who is a nuclear expert at the University of Hamburg and the Carnegie Endowment for International Peace. The war is not going well for the Russians, and the pressure from the West is increasing. Mr. Putin might fire a weapon at an uninhabited area instead of at troops, Dr. Kern said. In a 2018 study, he laid out a crisis scenario in which Moscow detonated a bomb over a remote part of the North Sea as a way to signal deadlier strikes to come. It feels horrible to talk about these things, Dr. Kern said in an interview. But we have to consider that this is becoming a possibility. Washington expects more atomic moves from Mr. Putin in the days ahead. Moscow is likely to increasingly rely on its nuclear deterrent to signal the West and project strength as the war and its consequences weaken Russia. Lieutenant General Scott D. Bernier, who is director of the Defense Intelligence Agency, told the House Armed Services Committee last Thursday. President Biden is traveling to a NATO summit in Brussels this week to discuss the Russian invasion of Ukraine. The agenda is expected to include how the Allies would respond if Russia employs chemical, biological, cyber, or nuclear weapons. And one of the things that they point out here is right now both Russia and the United States have been developing smaller nuclear weapons, smaller than what was dropped on Hiroshima. But that even a weapon of that size, with about one-half the deadly power of Hiroshima, that if that were dropped in New York City, for instance, in Midtown Manhattan, at least 500,000 people would die. And that's for a little bomb. They're talking about here a secondary exchange, a follow-up exchange between Russia and the United States. The initial exchange could be 34 million people dead, and a follow-up exchange would be at least 90 million people dying, which is more than died in the entire years, 1939 to 1945, of World War II. The idea that people are even talking about this now, yes, of course, it should make people concerned, but not to lose resolution, because if Putin gets away without serious consequences and has any claim that he's actually won the war after launching it for no reason and on no pretext and with irrational expectations, then what about the next time? We will get to that and more coming up on the Medved Show.
Medved.
In my opinion, he's the most powerful man in the world.
This is the Michael Medved Show. 1-800-955-1776. The Michael Medved Show.
Many people own coins that have not performed as well as they had hoped they would, but markets change and you should get a new valuation. Maybe the coins have done better with current moves in precious metals, or maybe you want to do something else with that money. Let me tell you about my friend Nick Drovich. He's the owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion. For over 40 years, Nick has built a reputation for trust, honesty, and his goal is to earn your business for life. He won't push you to sell, but when you're ready, he offers the best prices, trades, and consignment deals in America. Right now, Nick and the AmFed team are offering their exclusive coin performance review totally free. Yes, totally free with a no-pressure guarantee from Nick. Go online at AmericanFederal.com or call 800-221-7694. That's AmericanFederal.com and 800-221-7694. 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com. If you think Washington State's headed in the right direction, well, then this message is not for you. But if you're troubled by Washington moving toward more government control, income taxes, rent control, and centralized decision-making, now is the time for you to take action. At Washington Policy Center, we want free market reforms that make Washington the best place to raise a family, to get a job, or to start a business. WPC is nationally renowned for its effectiveness in an ideologically hostile state. It's led the effort against state and local income taxes, and its research and policy analysis are relied on by lawmakers, media, and citizen activists for accuracy, fresh perspective, and to expose the political manipulation of data. Washington State is our home, and it needs WPC more than ever. Get off the sidelines. Become a member today at WashingtonPolicy.org. That's WashingtonPolicy.org.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy?
I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Two items about the war and the progress of the war. Very sad and one just remarkable. The one that's very sad is Boris Romanchenko eluded death at Hitler's hand. He survived forced labor and detention in 4 different concentration camps during the Holocaust, as Europe became a killing field in the 1940s. Last week, his life was snuffed out by Russian President Vladimir Putin's onslaught in Ukraine, according to a foundation memorializing Nazi crimes. Romanchenko, who is 96 years old, was killed when a Russian missile struck his apartment building in Kharkiv, the second largest city in Ukraine that has been under savage bombardment. It is with horror that we report the violent death of Boris Romanchenko in the war in Ukraine, read a statement on the website of the Buchenwald and Mittelbau-Dorn Memorials Foundation. The foundation said it learned of the elderly man's death from his son and granddaughter. Romanchenko's horrific death, the statement continued, shows how threatening the war in Ukraine is for concentration camp survivors. Now, this again, the terrible irony here is that Putin claims that what he is fighting here is Nazism. So here is one of those brave souls who managed to escape the Nazis. For many years, he served, by the way, as vice president for Ukraine on an international committee for Buchenwald survivors. And in a ceremony in 2015, Boris recited an oath in Russian spoken by survivors of the camp, which has become known as the Oath of Buchenwald. It concludes with a pledge to build a new world of peace and freedom as our ideal. As of Sunday, 2,421 civilian casualties have been recorded in Ukraine by the United Nations, including 925 deaths. Over the weekend, media in Kharkiv quoted authorities saying 266 people, including 14 children, had died in the city. And then on a brighter note, Vladimir Zelensky has been speaking everywhere. He spoke to the Italian Parliament very well. And everywhere he goes, in the British Parliament, he echoed Churchill. In speaking to the U.S. Congress, he talked about, I have a dream, and he talked about, I have a need. He has a need for some more equipment. And he has been turned down for the first time that I've heard of to a place that he might have spoken, and it's kind of a shame. Amy Schumer. Now, what does she have to do with Zelensky? Just wait. Amy Schumer is one of the hosts for this year's Oscar ceremony, which is coming up this Sunday night. And the train wreck actress has revealed that her request to include a broadcast from Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky was rejected by producers of the Oscar show. I think it's too bad. I mean, given the fact that this is one of those issues where people in the entertainment industry have actually been on the right side, overwhelmingly and passionately. And that terrific song that we played from Five for Fighting, which has gone on to reach literally tens of millions of people, by John Andrasik. His real name is Vladimir John Andrasik. He's from a Slovakian ancestry. But that has made a real impact. And they should do something to mark the war in Ukraine. This is not irrelevant to people. It will be on people's minds. And frankly, I think it would have helped with the ratings for the Oscar show. Because, I mean, it's going to be hosted by Wanda Sykes and Regina Hall and Amy Schumer. And for all those three co-hosts, It gives some meaning to what they're doing. And yes, there are a lot of people who make movies who care about issues of human life and decency and opposed to fascism and the evil that Putin represents. And by the way, Putin, of course, loves to be the center of media attention. It would also tick him off big time. They could give Zelensky a special Oscar for his very successful TV series, which, by the way, you can watch now. It's been dubbed into English. And the TV series is called Servant of the People. And it's with Zelensky, before he ever got into politics, playing a history teacher, just a regular history teacher in high school, who delivers an epic rant about corruption and how you need different leadership, and somebody tapes it, and boom, he ends up winning the election. Well, his life kind of followed that path. I think that's too bad. Somebody else who followed the path from a TV star to president, Donald J. Trump, was on Fox News and gave his most acceptable statement, I believe, so far. I mean, acceptable in the sense of being part of the mainstream here, where he spoke about the human tragedy of Ukraine. This is clip 8.
Things like, don't you dare send anything in. In the meantime, he's killing thousands and thousands of people. So he's acting like we're an aggressor. If we send in some old 44-year-old plane that probably gets shot out of the sky pretty quickly, and he's acting like we're terrible people if we do that. But he's killing tens of thousands of people, far more than they're reporting. You don't knock down those buildings and blow up those buildings, and they say two people were injured slightly, and thousands of people are being killed. And when he says, don't you dare do that, and we all say, oh, he said don't do it, we don't want to start. The fact is that what he's doing is a human tragedy. There's not been anything like this, in a sense, maybe ever, but certainly since World War II, when you look at it. But there's never been anything like this.
Okay, there were things like this, Mr. President. There were things like this, certainly, in World War II, like the attack on Poland. which Russia also participated in. Most people don't remember that. Russia was allied with Germany, with Nazi Germany. Hitler and Stalin got together. And while Germany was advancing onto Poland from the west, Russia was advancing onto Poland and gobbling up not just Poland, but the Baltic republics from the east. And it was a horrible thing. Speaking of horrible things, something else in Russia. Alexei Navalny, who is Putin's main political rival, he would actually give Putin a raise if he were let out of jail. Putin had tried to poison him to death. He survived. He has already been sentenced to 9 years in prison for fraud. His spokesperson says they were preparing for this long sentence that she believes was at the discretion of Vladimir Putin. The prosecution wanted 13 years. Here is Alexei Navalny, clip 22.
Well, this is not a surprise that Putin would like to keep Alexei in prison for as long as he is in power. We are completely sure that this is his direct order to imprison Alexei. And we see that, this 13 years of strict regime which prosecutor's office asks for Alexei is insanely huge term. I mean, even in Russia, even murderers get in average about 7 years. And so 13 years for so-called economic crime is just too huge.
And the fraud he is just convicted of, It involves his criticism of Putin very directly. There's another media counterattack, an attack by Russian Kremlin media on Arnold Schwarzenegger. I can't believe it. They are viewing him now as a responsible party for this war. Why? We will get to that coming up on the Medved Show. We'll also talk about the damage to the Democratic Party performed by the disappointing performance of Joe Biden in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
Have you heard about vine-to-bar chocolate? It's the winemaker's chocolate, the world's first chocolate made with well-vined Chardonnay marc from the beautiful coastal vineyards of North America. Gently pressed grapes are harvested after juicing, dried and finely milled, and carefully blended into the finest dark chocolate. The Chardonnay marc contains highly beneficial grape nutrients, flavanols, and has a natural sweetness that flavors the luscious dark chocolate. Mouthwatering, flavorful, delectable dark chocolate goodness with Chardonnay sweetness and beneficial nutrients. And it's alcohol free too. It's Vine to Bar Chocolate. Order some today at vinetobar.com. That's VINETOBAR.com. Cold shipped to your door, it's Vine to Bar. Vine to Bar Chocolate. Visit us at vinetobar.com.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.